with SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. It may be subdued, it may be more somber than usual, but the tradition of Christmas in the West Bank town of Bethlehem lives on. As midnight mass is celebrated in the Church of the Nativity, the streets of Bethlehem not seeing the typical crush of tourists, the ongoing war in Gaza puts a damper on things. In Ukraine, the Russians launched an attack on the country's energy infrastructure. President Zelensky says more than 70 Russian missiles were launched, more than 100 drones. Some U.S. Navy families have a special reason to celebrate this Christmas Day.
Hundreds of sailors and their loved ones got an early Christmas present Monday morning when the USS Cole docked at its home port in Norfolk, Virginia, after 7 months at sea. The ship was greeted by family members bundled in coats and blankets. USS Cole Commander Matthew Falconberry told WVEC-TV that it's not often that a ship returns to home port so close to the holidays.
No one expects it when our return home port is so close to Christmas, so back just in time.
I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Also at SRNNews.com, President-elect Trump vowing to vigorously pursue the death penalty. Writing on Truth Social, Mr. Trump says the goal is to protect American families and children from violent rapists, murderers, and monsters. The president-elect responding to President Biden's commutation of the sentences of 37 of 40 federal death row inmates. It's been an aviation disaster in Central Asia. An Azerbaijani airliner with 67 people on board has crashed in Kazakhstan. At least 32 people did survive the crash. This is SRN News. President Trump makes a promise.
He says he will make it a priority of his administration to, in his words, stop the transgender lunacy. Speaking at a recent rally, Mr. Trump vowed that on day one he will, quote, sign executive orders to end child sexual mutilation, get transgender out of the military and out of our elementary schools and middle schools and high schools, and we will keep men out of women's sports. Political analysts say the president's decision to take on transgenderism helped him win the election. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
President Biden has signed the annual defense authorization bill into law despite Democrats' outcry over its ban on sex change operations for military children. Mr. Biden also complained about the ban during the signing ceremony. The Senate forwarded the measure to the president after passing it by a vote of 85 to 14. In the House, a majority of Democrats voted against the legislation after House Speaker Johnson fought hard to include the child sex change operation ban. SRN News. A town in Washington state that reinvented itself years ago is reaping huge benefits today. It turned itself into the Christmas capital of the Pacific Northwest, and visitors are flocking there in droves.
The scent of bratwurst and pretzels fills the air as horses clop down Main Street hauling a carriage full of tourists. Welcome to Leavenworth, Washington. Last year saw 3 million tourists. It was a boom town thanks to mining and a sawmill that went bust, then turned to tourism by turning into a Bavarian holiday village. In the 60s, businesses built Bavarian-style buildings, stringing them with Christmas lights, and the town was reborn. I'm Julie Walker.
Today, a pivotal day in the American colony's fight for independence. Christmas Day, 1776, General Washington and his troops crossed the Delaware, launching a daring surprise attack on Hessian mercenaries stationed at Trenton, New Jersey. More details, SRNNews.com.